I'd like you to turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 13, and I'd like us to read verses 10 through 14. Matthew chapter 13 and verses 10 through 14. Verse 10. And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? Verse 11. He answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Verse 12, For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that he hath. Verse 13, Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. Verse 14, And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, By hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. I want you to notice what the Bible says here in verse 11. The Lord said this, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. I want you to think about that this evening. Let's bow our heads, close our eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for Fellowship Baptist Church. And dear Lord, for the vision of Dr. Ennis. Dear Lord, he came to this place and started this church here, won people to Christ. And dear Lord, it's a lighthouse here in Clayton, North Carolina. And then the big businesses, the corporations have moved in here, and there's been increased opportunity to win people to Christ. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for Dr. Ennis's ministry. And then, dear Lord, we pray that you would meet with us this evening. And dear Lord, if there be one here lost without Christ, dear Lord, this evening we pray that dear one would receive you as Savior. Meet with us now and help us, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Here we find that the disciples, they noticed that the Lord spoke to the people that were without in a different way. He spoke to the lost in a different way. And the technique that he used is called, in our English Bible, it's called parables. And parables, well, we kind of lost it in our English understanding of that word, because it came from the Greek word parabola. Parabola means a placing alongside. Just like our English poetry, it's kind of like a play on words. Or English poetry, it has a rhyming sound. Hebrew poetry is not like that at all. Hebrew poetry is all about parallelism. And so that's what the Lord used on the lost. He spoke to them in parables, the Greek word parabola, a placing alongside. He used an earthly story, and then he gave the heavenly meaning to that story. For example, the sower went forth to sow. That's a farmer. He goes forth to sow his seeds, to plant his crop. And so the believer, the one who has trusted Christ as Savior, he's to go forth and sow the Word of God. One time I was at the market in Trinidad in the Philippines. And I walked in there, I had tracts hanging out of my pocket like that. And a young lady said to me, Can I have one of those? I said, You most certainly can. And I gave her one of those tracts. And I didn't remember exactly what it was about. But the next week when I went back there, I had another track in my pocket. And she said, Can I have one of those? I said, You sure can. And she said that she got on the internet and she found out that we're not saved by our works. So I figured out that must have been what that track was about, the one she got last week. And I said, that's right. I said, the Catholic Church, that teaches that you got to be in the mother religion, the mother of all churches. You got to be in that church. You got to worship Mama Mary, and your good works are going to get you to heaven. And she said, well, I studied that on the internet. She didn't have a Bible, and she said, yes, I found out that we're not saved by our good works. And I said, well, that's where Jesus comes in. Jesus died on the cross, gave his blood for us. You wouldn't believe it, that young lady. She bowed her head right there in the market and trusted Christ as Savior, trusted in that blood that Jesus shed for her. And then she said, well, I need a Bible. So when I went home, I found a Bible. Next time I came to the market, I gave her a Bible. And she said, oh, these are all my aunties here today, and they need Bibles too. There was about 10 of them lined up for Bibles. We need to sow the Word of God, sow the gospel, give out the gospel. A week or so ago, we went to a church Sunday morning, and the preacher there, he said, oh, he said, we've supported you for 28 years, and he said, it's time we gave you a raise. I said, amen, amen to that. But after the service, we were driving home, and we saw a yard sale. And we went down the road, and I said to my wife, I said, we're going back, because that's free gas. We just drove by. We don't even have to drive to it. So we went back, and I took a track out of my pocket, and I gave it to the young man that came out. And I looked again, and I said, oh, it's Spanish. I said, do you know any Spanish? He said, very little. I said, well, I better explain this to you. So I explained to him how to be saved from the Spanish track. And I said, Justin, would you like to trust Christ as Savior? And he said, well, I don't think so, not now. And his sister was standing right there, and she said, yes, I'll trust Christ as Savior. So I found out a new technique, how to witness to English-speaking people. Give them a Mexican Spanish track. So the Lord said, when they came to him and they said, now, Lord, we've noticed that you speak a different way to those who are without. And the Lord said, this is why. Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Now, who in the world is he talking to? You say, well, he's talking to the disciples. Well, I got news for you. When you trust Christ as Savior, you're supposed to learn of the Lord. And that's what a disciple means. You learn of the Lord. You're to be a learner of the Word, of the Lord. Now, listen to me now. By implication, that means all of you. All of you. That means all of you. It is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Now I want you to notice that the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 3, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. This idea of mysteries in the Bible. You know, in our English language, a mystery is something that cannot be known. You can't know anything about it. It's a mystery. It's mysterious. That's the meaning in our English language. But the Greek word for mystery is mysterion. It means secret knowledge. Now think about this. This world that we live in, the vast majority of the people are lost. Without Christ, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. The gospel is hid to them. I was 24 years old, traveling around the world, and I met a Baptist missionary in Mexico. And he showed me in the Bible how that we're all sinners. Romans chapter 3 and verse 10, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That was me. I knew I was a sinner. He said, secondly, there's a price on our sin, for the wages of sin is death. In Revelation chapter 20 and verse 14, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. That's hellfire for the lost. I knew that. He said, thirdly, Jesus Christ died on the cross, paid the price for our sin, gave His blood for us. I already knew that. I've been to Sunday school when I was a little kid. And then he said, lastly, you must trust Jesus to save you. You know what happened when I went to Sunday school as a little kid? They said, Jesus died, so we're all saved. That's called universal salvation. That's from one of the churches of the mother of harlots mentioned in Revelation. They don't preach the truth. A few of them do, but most of them, they go along with the doctrinal heresy, the denominational heresy of universal salvation. But the missionary said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There is a 24-year-old man. I realized that if I just trusted Christ to save me with that little bit of faith that I had, what about these ones that say, oh, yes, you come and you got big faith. It takes big faith to be saved. Don't you believe it? When we come, we come with just a little faith. You say, where do you get that from? The Bible says if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. But faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, not by some spooky experience that you had where you woke up in the middle of the night and there was an angel there, and the hair on the back of your neck stood up on end, and you said, whoo, wow. Hey, you better watch out for that one. We got that one in Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1. You run into anybody saying that they base their assurance of that they're saved on their having some kind of spooky experience, the Bible takes care of that one too. In Galatians chapter 1, in verse 8, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. And that's not an angel either. Angels are true spirits. They tell the truth. That's a demon. The Bible says angel. And, by its context, we understand it means a demon. That spooky experience is not going to do it. Trusting Christ is what's going to do it. And when you trust Christ as Savior, your eyes are open. What happened? The gospel was hid. You never saw the gospel before. When I was lost, I never heard the gospel before. Now there's people that have heard the gospel before, and they put it off. Maybe until they die. But for me, that was the first time I ever heard the gospel. And the first time I heard the gospel, I trusted Christ to save me. Now, what happens there? When you trust Christ as Savior, the Lord said, it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. What are the mysteries? In Greek, it means mysterion, and it's talking about secret knowledge. The knowledge that you have is secret. You say, well, the gospel proclaimed in all the world. Yeah, but most are lost. Most have never trusted Christ as Savior. And until you trust Christ as Savior, is that hidden knowledge open up unto you? It is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom. So our job is to tell people about this hidden knowledge, about the Savior. They're blinded. They can't see the truth. They need help. That's where you and I come in. Now, the Bible also speaks about, in the book of Revelation, talks about another mystery. In the book of Revelation, chapter 18, we find, actually, back up to chapter 17 and verse 3. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having said seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Verse 5, notice this. And upon her forehead was a name written, mystery. There it is again. Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. When I was lost, I went to the church of one of the, it was a child of that mystery Babylon. Because they came out of that, King Henry VIII, he started the Church of England. He wanted to get rid of his Catholic wife. And the Pope said, no, you can't get rid of your Catholic wife. So he started his own religion called the Church of England. And he was the head of it. But he never renounced Roman Catholicism. He stuck with it, but he gave us that religion that came from the mother of harlots. And so they didn't preach the truth. A few did, but most preached the heresies of the denomination. Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots and abomination of the earth. Verse 6, and I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints. That's you and I. That's not those Catholics that were theologians or whatever that they said, we're going to make you a saint. Not talking about that. It's talking about people that have trusted Christ as Savior. They are the saints. And with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And then, if we skip down to Revelation chapter 18 and verse 3, for all nations, does that include America? Yes, it does. For all nations. Oh, no, wait a minute. This is in the tribulation. This is when this mystery Babylon is going to come into being. It's already operating today. This mystery Babylon has existed since the time of Babylon, since the time of that heathen religion. It's in the world today. It's a mystery. It's hidden. You sit there and watch that box. They're just going to feed you a bunch of hogwash. I heard something recently on YouTube. These they're called pundits, kind of like alternative news media. They said, nobody, the media, has never been convicted of lying. When is the media being convicted of lying? Never. So what are they going to do to you? They're going to lie to you. There's no penalty. No penalty for lying. And you sit there and watch that stuff and they pipe that stuff into you. Fox News. The Bible says, beware of the little foxes. In this case, it's not a little fox. It's a big, puffed up, what do you call those chickens? A rooster. He's a big, puffed up rooster. Rupert Murdoch. He's the media mogul. And I heard recently that our news media is controlled by five corporations. They ain't gonna tell the truth. Fox News looks like a Hollywood movie production. I mean, they got all those beautiful women on there, and their dresses are so short, they're like this, and the guys, they're all handsome guys, and they're all piping that nonsense into your home through the magic box. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Now, fornication in the Bible, it means sexual immorality. But this is far more than that. This is religious immorality. The pedophilia of those guys in dresses, and they got their purple and red. They got their purple hat and their red robes, and they got a gold chain around their neck, and they got a cross on there, and they say, God bless you, but they're the ones involved with this fornication that the Bible speaks about. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. World War I, they destroyed 27 monarchies. If you go back and research that, you'll find out Austria-Hungary, they had a monarchy. They destroyed them. They destroyed others. 27. Now what do we got? We got prime ministers and we got presidents. You say, what's the difference between them and kings? Well, it's the same thing. They got rid of 27 at the end of World War I, and now we got kings, and now we got prime ministers. Same thing. Hey, we were over there in Philippines, and there was a country right next door to us called Malaysia. And they, on the island of Borneo, they have a little kingdom there. It's called the Kingdom of Brunei. And guess what they have? They have a king over there in Borneo. The kings of the earth, and the kings of the earth had committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich. You say, how in the world did these global corporations get so rich? You know, people tell me that the Golden Arches, that's the place to eat. I see news videos of over there in Moscow, Russia. You wouldn't believe it. They got the Golden Arches over there. They've sold more hamburgers than anybody else. I met a guy recently. He said, yeah, they're plastic hamburgers. And I tell people, listen, if McDonald's was relying on me to get past their first hamburger, I said they wouldn't be able to do that, and their first store would shut down. What makes them a global corporation? Right here, it tells you in the book of Revelation, chapter 18 and verse 3. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. She makes them rich. How can that McDonald's get filthy rich and have all of these? In the Philippines, they call them McDo. They're everywhere. How can that be? Well, it's right here. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, are you listening? Come out of her, my people. Who in the world are my people? Those that have trusted Christ as Savior. You say, well, I didn't know. Well, you've got the Lord saying, it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom. It's hidden. Look in the Bible and you'll find out what's hidden. He'll reveal the truth to you. And then secondly, look in the Bible to find out what else is hidden. This mystery Babylon is hidden. And then Revelation chapter 20 and verse 4, in the middle there it says, I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus. It's coming. We've seen that happen. Recently I read a story about American missionaries that went to the island of Borneo. Borneo is an island real close to the southern islands of the Philippines. It's called Borneo. Now it's like three countries, but back then it was just a part of Dutch Indonesia. But the American missionaries had gone there, and they won headhunters to Christ. And the headhunters, they stopped headhunting. You know, headhunting means chop heads, basically. So along come the Japanese. And the Japanese, when they caught a missionary, American missionary, so a British agent, military agent, he flew over to Borneo and he parachuted in and he recruited the natives to chop heads again. And the natives, the Japanese, they were scared to death to go into the interior of the island of Borneo because they knew they'd come back out without a head. So they started doing that. But listen to me now. Those native people, they loved the missionaries. And the missionaries delivered them from headhunting. Listen to me now. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians, I believe that is. 2 Corinthians. Oh, boy. I've forgotten where that verse is. I got it memorized too. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto Him, which is your reasonable service. And what does the next verse say? Be not conformed to this world. You say that means whether I wear a suit or I wear a Spanish style shirt. That means whether I wear a suit with these things, you know, dirt collectors. That's what I call them. When I see a suit with dirt collectors, I say, I don't want that. Or does it mean wearing a thin tie or a wide tie? Well, just read the verse. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You don't need to take what the world's got to say. Lucifer is still ahead of it. Lucifer is in rebellion. And what this world has for you, it's just a bunch of lies from Lucifer. Let the Lord show you what's going on. Look in the Bible and let Him reveal to you those mysteries. It is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Then when you run into somebody that don't know the mystery of the gospel, share with them that hidden truth that you've been initiated into from the moment you trusted Christ as Savior. Let's bow our heads, close our eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your goodness to us. And dear Lord, we thank you for salvation in Jesus Christ. With our heads bowed and our eyes closed, you're here this evening. And if you were to die right now, you're not sure that you go to heaven. Well, I want you to know that the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Everybody that's trusted Christ is a whosoever. They've taken the Lord up on that promise. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So in just a few moments when we have the invitation, if you've never trusted Christ as Savior, then this evening, why don't you join the whosoever? Why not trust Christ to save you? Anybody like that? If you were to die right now, you're not sure that you go to heaven, but this evening, you want to trust Christ to save you. Anybody like that? Would you raise your hand? Anybody like that? Okay, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, let me ask you this. Oh, is that a hand? Let me ask you this. You've already trusted Christ as Savior. Heaven is your home. Would you raise your hand? Everybody that's trusted Christ as Savior. Well, slipping back down, one of the things the Lord says to you is, it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom. But it's up to you to dig them out. You're going to look for that hidden Mysteries means hidden, the hidden knowledge.